Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Peter, Week 4, The Present Truth and the Way of the Truth, Saturday. Related Verses, Mark 12:30, And you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart and from your whole soul and from your whole mind and from your whole strength. 1 Peter 1:22. Since you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, unto unfeigned brotherly love, love one another from a pure heart fervently. 1 Peter 2:17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. 1 Peter 3:8, and finally, be all of the same mind, sympathetic, loving the brothers, tender-hearted, humble-minded. John 17:17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. John 12:9-10. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Love one another warmly in brotherly love. Take the lead in showing honor to one another. John 5:26-27. That he might sanctify her, cleansing her by the washing of the water in the word, that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish. John 13:1. Let brotherly love continue. Suggested reading. According to Peter's word in 1 Peter 1:22, we purify our souls by obedience to the truth. Here Peter speaks not merely of love, and not only of brotherly love, but of unfeigned brotherly love. Therefore, in this one verse, Peter covers the purification of our souls, obedience to the truth, and unfeigned brotherly love. Then he goes on to urge us to love one another from the heart fervently. It is characteristic of Peter's writings to put so many points together in one verse. According to the proper understanding of language in 1 Peter 1:22, the subject of having purified your souls is you. This means that Peter is telling the believers that they have purified their souls. The way we purify our souls is by our obedience to the truth. This may not be a profound matter like the foreknowledge of God, but it is very practical. Compared to the great matters on the divine side, it is quite small. Nevertheless, it is very important in our Christian life. We need to ask ourselves if in our Christian life we have experienced the purifying of our souls by obedience to the truth. In order to understand what it means to purify our souls by obedience to the truth, we must be clear concerning the meaning of truth in this verse. Truth here is the sanctifying truth, which is God's word of reality. Truth in this verse does not mean doctrine. Truth is the reality contained in God's word and conveyed by it. God will not purify our soul for us. We need to do this ourselves by our obedience to the truth we have heard and received. Suppose a certain brother struggles for a period of time concerning the Lord's recovery. Eventually, by God's mercy and the moving of the sanctifying spirit within him, he declares, "Praise the Lord, my mind is girded up with one goal. My emotion is fully set on one person, the Lord himself. I have no other object of my love. Therefore, my will follows to make a strong decision. I am for the Lord, and I am for the Lord's recovery. I don't care for anything else." This is obedience to the truth. Such an obedience to the truth becomes the means by which we purify our souls. Therefore, in verse 22, Peter tells the Jewish believers that they have purified their souls by obedience to the truth. This truth is conveyed in God's sanctifying word. In verse 22, Peter says that we purify our souls by obedience to the truth unto unfeigned brotherly love, since the purification of our souls concentrates our entire being on God, that we may love Him with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. It results in unfeigned brotherly love. We love from the heart fervently all those whom God loves. First, God's regeneration issues in a holy life. Then His sanctification, purification, results in brotherly love. Unfeigned brotherly love is brotherly love that is genuine, without pretense. It is brotherly love without any kind of mask. It indicates that through the purification of our soul, all the masks have been taken away. When we have purified our souls by our obedience to the truth, we can love one another from the heart fervently. In verse 22, we have both the purifying of the soul and love from the heart. To love from the heart is to have a love that comes not only from the parts of the soul, but also from the conscience. Our conscience testifies that we love the brothers with an unfeigned love. When our conscience has this kind of testimony, we love from the heart.